discussing this morning the Old Testament rituals, we talked a lot about the meaning behind those rituals and the meaning and the connection to us today and what those meant to them, the Jews, when they were observing these rituals and ceremonies and the feasts, and how it applies to us today. And one that I would like to speak on this morning is the Passover. In Exodus chapter 12, we see that the Passover is established and the Passover is instituted. And we see that there are certain elements that make up the Passover. We see talking about the unleavened bread. We talk about the lamb. And the lamb, it says in verse 5 of chapter 12 of Exodus, it says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats." And then when we see that it's time to kill that lamb and sacrifice it, verse 7 says, "And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. And they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it." And we see that the purpose of this in verse 13, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood," the Lord says, "I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." And of course, the plague was announced in Exodus chapter 11. That was the death of the firstborn. So in order for the Israelites to avoid this plague, in order for the Israelites to avoid this curse, this certain death of the firstborn, they were to take the blood of this lamb and they were to put that blood on the doorposts. And that would allow, as a sign, for God to see and pass over them on that night. When we think of the urgency of the Israelites, them putting the blood on that doorpost, the Israelites understood, if you don't do this, if you don't observe what God is telling us in this instance, there's going to be consequences for it. If you don't put that blood on your doorposts, God will not see that sign, and God will not pass over your house. So when the Israelites realize that this is what is going to save them, how quickly do you think that the Israelites were to try and get that blood on those doorposts? Do you think that they waited, thinking, "Well, we have the blood ready. God's not going to, oh, we have the blood prepared, and it's not on the doorposts. Well, we have the lamb prepared, but it's not been killed yet. We can put that off until later. It's mostly ceremonial." But what we see here is that this was a very distinct instruction by God to put this blood on those doorposts. And it was very distinct instructions to take the lamb without blemish, and that shall be the sacrifice. I can't imagine having the feeling of putting this blood on my doorposts at home to avoid the plague that was coming. I couldn't imagine thinking to myself, if I didn't do this, my son would die. And so that blood became the symbol of God passing over that house and avoiding death for that household. If we turn to Luke chapter 22, we see that Jesus is sitting down for a Passover meal with his disciples, knowing full well the things that are to come. So they went up into the upper room where the meal was prepared. And in verse 14 of chapter 22 in Luke, it says, "And when the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." He took the cup, and he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." When he took the bread, he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you." But there's something back in Exodus that we read about that was very important. We see the unleavened bread here, and we see the blood. The fruit of the vine represents that blood. But where is the lamb? He doesn't speak of the lamb. Because in the following scriptures, we see that he was the lamb. That he, the lamb without blemish, would sacrifice himself, the firstborn of God, on the cross, so that God may pass over us. He was willing to put his own blood on our doors, so that God may pass over us, so that we may have a hope of an eternal life with God in heaven. And so when we partake of these emblems, understand that this is not something that we simply do, not something that we simply don't think about and partake of absentmindedly. But this is something that has established God's promise for thousands of years. And that people all over the world have gathered together to partake of this meal that represents that sacrifice, that Passover. God's mercy on us because of our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself and was willing to be put on a cross so that we might have that hope. So as we partake of this bread, which represents his broken body, and this cup, which represents his shed blood, remember, we do this because God had passed over us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Casey?